You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast, your daily bite-sized podcast here at the Locked On NFL Network, where you get the best news, coverage, and insight into all things Broncos related every single day. And I'm very excited to be joining you guys once again alongside my co-host, Cameron Parker. I'm your host, Cody Rourke, NFL analyst and Broncos insider for the Locked On NFL Network. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. You guys can shoot Cameron a follow on Twitter as well, at Cameron Parker PO. And, Cam, how are you doing today, man? I'm excited. We know Broncos camp is literally just 24 hours away. The Broncos report to the UCL Training Center in Denver tomorrow. For me, I'm excited about it. I know you're going to be there this week on Friday and Saturday, and I will be there next week for Wednesday and Thursday's practices. And I tell you what, we're here. It is literally 2.5 weeks away until the Broncos actually are on the field in terms of a game situation. Granted, we're not going to see the starters, but I'm excited. Hey, we've been counting this down since the offseason, since week 17 of the regular season ended for the Broncos. It's been a long, long road, and I'm excited that it all kind of comes to fruition this week as they report to camp.
It's an exciting time. It's a very exciting time from the standpoint that, football is back. And then obviously we know August 1st is going to be the Hall of Fame game, and so it's just, it's just that itching feeling that once you start to see the football players back on the field, and with it being 19 public practices, which is, I believe, a NFL most practices and everything like that. So it's an impressive thing the Broncos certainly are doing for training camp as well. And so the fact that they can open it to the public like that. And for myself, I don't know. I think for me, I'm going to be putting the song from Kenny Chesney, "The Boys of Fall," on loop rather regularly. So it's good. It's an exciting time, I think, for a lot of football fans and really just sports fans that are just really ingrained in football.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And old Broncos, like I said, the one thing I like about the Broncos right now, what they're doing with training camp practices, there are some NFL teams that close off a majority of practices for fans. So there are some fans that don't get to go out there and actually watch their team practice in training camp. It's always a weird thing. I don't know which teams are doing that this year, but obviously the Denver Broncos keeping an NFL high of 19 open practices to the public is huge. And just goes to show how much the Broncos organization really does value the fans, because they could have just easily said, okay, we'll give, maybe like 6 or 7 practices open to the public and the rest are going to be private. But that's very inclusive. The Broncos have always been an inclusive organization. So definitely a really, really cool thing. And today's show, we're going to continue with some of our camp storylines. Yesterday's show, we talked about the cornerback position, running back and wide receiver. Some of the storylines to look at while training camp is ensuing a little bit throughout this preseason period of the season for the Broncos. And now in today's episode, we're going to continue that. So segment number one, a little bit of Broncos news to give you guys, as well as some camp storylines regarding the quarterback position. And no, it has zero to do with the starting quarterback spot. We're going to talk about the backup position and who's vying for that opportunity to get reps behind Joe Flacco. Segment number two, we're going to get into the edge rusher behind Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. Who is going to step up and what can we expect from guys like Jeff Holland, for example? Those guys there. Segment number three, we're also going to take a look at the safety position. Outside of Justin Simmons, Will Parks right now, it is very open. It's going to be one of the deepest, I would say, position battles that we're going to see. So obviously analyzing some of the key storylines in our storyline series for training camp as the Broncos report starting tomorrow, Broncos camp at the UCL Training Center in Denver. Also want to give a special shout out to the sponsor of today's show, is our good friends over there at Blue Chew and Body Armor Sports Drink. We'll tell you guys about them a little bit later on in the show. So Cam, let's dive right into all the action right here. The Broncos single game tickets will go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And just a reminder, all Broncos tickets will be accessed via the mobile ticketing kind of experience that they rolled out last season. It was very successful for them. Everything's going to be mobile ticketing this year, and it's going to be the same exact thing for the 2019-2020 season. So get on the action. Ticketmaster is obviously the go-to for the NFL and for authentic ticket experiences, as well as denverbroncos.com/tickets if you need more information or you want an easier way to get your single game tickets for the Broncos 2019-2020 season. Like I said, 10 a.m. this morning, Mountain Time. Get there. Get your tickets. A lot of good action in store. Obviously, the Chicago Bears coming to town. That's going to be a huge matchup, week number two for the Denver Broncos. So get the jump on that. Obviously, the divisional game is always a fun one to watch as well. But let's dive into our storyline series here at the quarterback position. Now, Cam, I talked about a little bit last year that really we're heading into another season where people were trying to bring up quarterback a little bit. And there was really no need to do that because last year it was Case Keenum. Even though that Case Keenum was a starter last year, we came into camp and there were still people talking about Paxton Lynch, Chad Kelly, you know, possibly overtaking Case Keenum. And that just simply didn't happen, even though it was still a narrative. And this is the first year where there's really no kind of controversy, no kind of storyline to follow with the starting quarterback position. But there certainly is for the backup spot. Now, obviously, Drew Lock, the Broncos picked him up in the second round. Kevin Hogan, veteran guy that's coming back on the roster. And Brett Rypien, another guy that they brought in. These three guys are going to battle it out for that position. But ideally, what are some of the storylines, in your opinion, Cameron, that you're looking at when it comes to the number two quarterback spot when you divvy it up between, I think, Kevin Hogan and Drew Lock? I think that's really where the main battle has been. Brett Rypien maybe an under-the-radar guy, but I don't necessarily believe that Rypien will be a guy competing for the number two job. I believe he's going to be competing for the number three job overall.
The thing that makes it gratifying is that the Broncos have found their guy. And what I mean by that is they found their guy in Joe Flacco. And for the first time, and now there's a caveat to this because, and as you know, Cody, when we had acquired Case Keenum, there was that, or we had signed Case Keenum, there was also that optimism that they knew exactly who the starter was. Now, granted, there was no sense of, you know, like how gratifying it was that Case Keenum was their starter as the weeks and everything progressed. But having Joe Flacco here, it's a calming presence. It's a presence that sort of can release a lot of burdens off of a lot of people on that team and on the Broncos roster. So it frees them up to do exactly what they want to do. And in particular, with a guy like a Joe Flacco, he can put a lot of the wide receivers and targets and weapons at his disposal for places that they can succeed at. And then as far as the backup position, the only way that they'll ever make it a true what we see today quarterback competition is for some odd reason they do see the field, they perform exceptionally well to the point where we have like a Russell Wilson story. You know what I mean? Like Russell, when
Matt Flynn was the expected
right,
guy,
like Matt Flynn was the expected guy. And then oddly enough, Russell Wilson wins the job in preseason against the Denver Broncos, where he balled out of control and won the job. And they basically cut ties with a Matt Flynn contract. That's the only way that I could actually see something like that happen. But overall, it's just such a good problem to have when you have a lot of quarterback talent. And for the first time in a long time, you know, I feel rather comfortable with not just, say, who we have at starter for maybe a year or two, but the competition that we will have behind it. And maybe that does roll into Kevin Hogan a little bit, but it's just more about in the future when we have a guy like a Brett Rypien and a Drew Lock battling it out in training camps and for years to come. It for me, it feels gratifying knowing the fact that there's so much comfortability that the competition is real for that backup spot. And when you have that, it means you're in a really good place at the quarterback position. That does not necessarily translate to wins or anything like that, but You just know who the guy is going into week one.
Well, I think maybe the thing that I'm looking at too is we don't really know exactly the ceiling for that backup quarterback position. And granted, you know, Kevin Hogan being the veteran guy, but we look back historically at what Kevin Hogan has done over the course of his NFL career. It hasn't been sunshine and rainbows. It's been, you know, a lot of adversity. He's handled himself pretty well despite some of the struggles. Obviously, being down there in Cleveland, there were times I was excited to maybe see Kevin Hogan possibly be the guy in Cleveland, but it just didn't work out. But you know, the thing for here is really the competition, is the talent behind Joe Flacco, is it extensively good? Is it comfortable enough that if Joe Flacco goes down, that maybe Broncos fans are like, okay, well, I'm completely comfortable with this. There are certain situations all across the board in the NFL, and I think it'd be a good piece to maybe do for us in general in a future episode as the season approaches, kind of looking at the NFL's backup quarterbacks in general. What kind of situations do other teams have, and who's sitting kind of pretty? I don't think any NFL team outside of a few organizations really have a solidified backup for their main guy. I mean, we look at the superstar teams. If one of their guys goes down, if it was in New England, if Tom Brady went down, I think it was Brian Hoyer who was going to be the backup at that point. So I don't know extensively in terms of talent and potential production what we can expect from the Broncos backups based on the sample size, what we see from Kevin Hogan, not knowing exactly what we haven't seen yet from Drew Lock or even Brett Rippon for that matter. It's going to be an interesting storyline to follow for sure, and I'm eager to see how it plays out. I'm really excited to see what Drew Lock can do in the preseason. I think all eyes are going to be on Drew Lock. I think they're going to be on Kevin Hogan. And I'm eager to see what Brett Rippon can do, because he's going to be a guy that's probably going to get some opportunities, probably late in fourth quarters of some games, sometimes even the third quarter, maybe midway through the third quarter. He's not going to get the first opportunity with some of the more talented guys that, you know, for example, that Hogan or Drew Lock may get. I'm really eager to see how they divvy up reps between these guys in the preseason. And I don't think it's really a big deal overall, but yeah, definitely you have four quarterbacks on the roster during the preseason portion. I just don't know how that's going to work out. So that's going to be something I'm keeping an eye on all throughout training camp, all throughout the NFL preseason. I think it's going to be something to follow here. And in Broncos country, we're eager for your thoughts on the Broncos quarterbacks behind Joe Flacco. Be sure to leave us your thoughts on Twitter at CodyRoark NFL, at Cameron Parker PO, and at Locked On Broncos. So with that said, we're going to be jumping into segment number two in just a moment. We're going to take a look at the edge rusher position and what storylines behind Von Miller and Bradley Chubb, and even storylines including those guys, can we look forward to seeing in training camp this year and throughout the NFL preseason. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But I got to tell you guys about the sponsor of today's show, and that's our good friends over there at Blue True. And you guys can increase your performance in the bedroom and get that extra confidence that you've been missing. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. It brings you the first chewable tablet with the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know that they work. And the best part about them, you can take them at any time of the day that you want to, day or night, even after you just ate dinner, even on a full stomach. And since they are chewable, well, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises to score in the red zone today. Now, this just isn't for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants a little bit of extra function to enhance their performance when in the red zone in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So there's no more in-person doctor's visit. No more waiting in the pharmacy. And the best part of it all, there is no more awkwardness of just standing there saying, hey, you know what? I want to try this out a little bit. They're made in the U.S. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships directly to you, that makes them much cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you're a listener of Lockdown Broncos, you want to give Blue Chew a try today, go to BlueChew.com and get your first shipment absolutely free when you use special promo code LOCKEDON. All you're going to do is pay $5 in shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code Locked On to try it free today. And we want to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the Locked On Broncos podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, jumping into segment number two here on Locked On Broncos, 24 hours away from Broncos camp starting up. And we're going to take a look at the outside linebacker position for the Broncos. And we talk about Bradley Chubb. We talk about Von Miller being the two guys off the edge in a Coach Fangio defense. There are some storylines there, but also I think there are some evident storylines to keep an eye on regarding everybody behind them. Now, how is it going to play out for this competition? I'm eager to see Justin Hollins obviously getting some reps, splitting it between inside backer and outside backer. We also got to factor in Aaron Wallace is another guy who's trying to make a point. He's trying to come in and get reps. He's behind Von Miller currently. In my estimation, Jeff Holland, a guy who could be on the roster bubble if he cannot impress people in camp at this point in time. And don't forget also Dakota Watson, another guy that the Broncos had brought back who's had some experience playing inside backer. He's had some experience playing outside backer. There could be a role for him in some way, shape, or form. But really, you're looking at two guys and granted, Bradley Chubb, he got an 80 overall in the Madden ratings, which, you know, it is what it is. It's Madden. They don't get ratings right every single year, and that's okay. That's why you as a user can just go in and manually change it as well. But yes, Bradley Chubb, Von Miller, the expectations are high. I know DeMarcus Lawrence of the Cowboys had called out Von Miller in terms of trying to break Michael Strahan's sack record in a season. And I don't know exactly where DeMarcus Lawrence stands on this ground of here, but I think Von Miller probably is going to be the guy that's more likely to do it than Lawrence. So these two guys, obviously the key storyline, in my opinion, for Bradley Chubb, Von Miller. Can Bradley Chubb take his game to the next level entering year two? A great, great rookie season, 12 sacks for him on the year. Had a chance to break that rookie sack record. Came close, but just didn't quite get it. I'd say you might want to attribute that to maybe a little bit of a slower start. If he would have gotten going maybe in that Raiders game week two, week three, week four, then we would have probably seen him break it. But obviously his breakout game against the Rams, three sacks on Jared Goff, going against a veteran tackle and Andrew Whitworth. I was really impressed in that game in terms of Bradley Chubb. But the storyline for me, can Bradley Chubb continue to improve and elevate his game? Now, obviously, I think when you're working with Von Miller and you're in that same position group, obviously with Brandon Staley and everything else, can you keep up the momentum? And that's going to be the biggest key for me. Obviously, a speed rusher, a strength guy that can really use his strength to get underneath tackles. And he even showed, like I said, in the speed game on a speed rush, he showed that he's got a little bit of maneuverability. But we know that Von Miller is the complete package. And learning behind him, I think, is going to bode well for Bradley Chubb. But for me, the one thing I want to see from him is, can he keep climbing in year two?
It's always when we enter training camp, and we actually did an episode like this, like as far as the contenders and the pretenders. And one of the things that we had talked about that sort of can separate you from a contender and a pretender typically is your depth. And for me, entering training camp, that's my biggest question coming into the outside linebacking group. Because And really, it's also the inside linebacking group and obviously offensive line. We know the starters are Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. It's after them where the question marks become, because the versatility of Justin Hollins is something that I think could take the linebacking group to a whole other level, because his versatility, his ability to be a linebacker, Swiss Army knife, to be on the be a pass rushing linebacker, or maybe even on the inside, and basically being a Jamie Collins for this type defense is something that this Broncos defense has not had for quite a while. So he could take it to the next level. And then you have a guy like a Jeff Holland, who in some way had compared favorably to Shaq Parrott in how he plays. He could end up being that guy, and in a small sample size, Holland did quite well at the end of last season. So can he take his game to the next level, to where the depth and everything that we had seen in 2015? Now, granted, we don't want to pride ourselves on living in the past, but in order to, say, win a Super Bowl again, you have to pride yourself on a lot of depth. And can the Broncos get a lot of depth pieces, guys like a Malik Reed, or an Aaron Wallace, or even a Dakota Watson, to maybe contribute more on the special teams and in small sample sizes, as well as rushing the passer? I think that's an area for me, and as far as the largest question marks for me coming into training camp, and in particular with the outside linebacking core, is truly just their depth.
And you can't have enough depth. Major positions. I say O-line, I'd say in the secondary, you can't have enough depth. But I also do believe that you don't have enough depth at pass rush as well. You can never have too much there, because we saw in 2015 with the Broncos, it was a godsend to have guys like Shaquille Barrett and Shane Ray, because when DeMarcus Ware went down with that back injury, those guys stepped up. And anytime Von Miller got chipped up or needed a breather, those guys stepped up. the Broncos, I feel like, are entering the first year since Von Miller has really been here and been at the kind of peak of his career. You know, and I'm talking about from the current, from the era of when DeMarcus Ware was on the team to presently. I don't know if the Broncos have that behind them. And that to me is kind of a question mark that I have in worrying about, are these guys going to step up? Is Jeff Holland going to step up? Is Justin Hollins going to find a primary role at inside linebacker compared to being an edge guy? These are all questions I have no answer for right now. Aaron Wallace, we know entering year four of his career, is another intriguing prospect. The Broncos got him towards the end of the season last year. He previously played for the Tennessee Titans. What is his role going to be? That's going to be some things I'm kind of looking at. And I'm going to be interested in seeing when they go individual drills, who kind of stands out? Who stands out outside of Von Miller and Bradley Chubb? That is going to be the key for me as the Broncos approach training camp in just 24 hours at the UCL Training Center in Denver, the edge rushers. And if you're going out there for training camp, be sure to keep an eye on these positions as well and the storylines. I encourage you guys, take a notepad out, go out there and jot down what you see. Share your thoughts on Twitter with us, and I'll definitely retweet that as well. Like I said, Cameron's going to be out there this upcoming Friday and Saturday alongside some of the buddies over there at predominantlyorange.com. Sarah Bettinger making a drive from Nebraska, which Nebraska, you know, I'm not even going to get to that. That's another discussion. Cam, I know Cam loves Nebraska, but in terms of the Cornhuskers, not a big fan there, but yes. And then I'll be there next Wednesday and Thursday for Broncos camp as well. So if you guys are out there, say hi to Cameron or myself. It'd be fun to interact with you guys as well. But we're going to get into segment number three in just a moment. We're going to analyze the safety position for the Broncos, one of the other areas on the team where they have a lot of depth overall in terms of that position group right then and right there. But we're going to get to that in just a moment. But before we get to that, I got to tell you guys about Body Armor Sports Drink. Now, right now, I'm drinking the Tropical Punch. Now, here's the thing. It's time to ditch your outdated sports drink and make the switch to Body Armor Sports Drink today. Body Armor is the sports drink for today's athlete. It provides you with superior hydration by combining electrolytes, coconut water, vitamins, natural flavors, and natural sweeteners as well to help you feel good on the go, especially in this heat, especially if you're going to be out there at Broncos camp. Have a Body Armor sports drink in your hand today. And if I have to give you guys any recommendations, I would definitely go with the Tropical Punch or the Grape. Those are my two favorites right now. And I like every single flavor. Every single flavor is amazing. Even coconut is ridiculously good. Be sure to check it out today. Body Armor sports drink today. You guys can pick it up at your local King Supers. Head over there today and pick out Body Armor sports drink just for you and your family as you guys head to Broncos camp tomorrow. All right, jumping into our final segment here on today's episode of Locked On Broncos, we're going to take a look at the safety position and some of the storylines that have to go into this as well. Now, we know the addition of Kareem Jackson kind of puts his safety position into a little bit of question in terms of what's his role. We talked about that on yesterday's episode of Locked On Broncos, so I'm not going to spend too much time really talking about it here, but the one thing I'm looking at is Justin Simmons and Will Parks, the number one and two guys right now that are projected to be the starters for the Broncos on the defensive side of the ball. Both guys entering contract years. Will Parks had a really phenomenal season last year for the Broncos. Justin Simmons looking to rebound in his own standards, says that he didn't do good enough last year. He's looking to rebound himself personally to set the bar a little bit higher for himself. Behind those guys, you have Sua Cravens, Trey Marshall, Jamal Carter, Shamarco Thomas, and Demonte Thomas, and then also the wrinkle of Kareem Jackson depending on the matchup. I really do believe the Broncos will utilize him based on the offensive scheme that they're going against. Maybe he'll play some safety against the Packers. Maybe he'll play some safety against the Chiefs. It depends on the vertical threat and the speedy guys. Kareem Jackson is definitely the guy that you probably want to have as a guy that can get across the middle of the field or a quarter of the field depending on what kind of coverage the Broncos run there. But yes, these guys all have a different role for the Broncos. But my question, Cam, to you and to Broncos country, a storyline that I'm following is who's going to step up? I believe there's going to be a position battle between the guys, between Justin Simmons and Will Parks, behind those guys. I think those guys are the day one starters that we're going to see. Kareem Jackson is going to have a different kind of role here and there at corner and at safety. So those are your top three safeties you have on the roster right now that I think are guaranteed guys. But after that, Cam, Sua Cravens, where does he fit into this team? Trey Marshall, Jamal Carter, Shamarco Thomas, and Demonte Thomas. Where do these guys fit in behind those other guys in terms of, you know, I'd say maybe a possible fit? We know that Shamarco Thomas, Demonte Thomas can provide the Broncos with tremendous value on the special team side of the ball. So that makes a stronger case for them to make the roster, not only just for a safety position, but I'm guessing at the same time on special teams, which is absolutely important. You can play special teams and defense. You have a tremendous value to an organization. What about Sua Cravens? What about Trey Marshall? What about Jamal Carter? To me, these are things I'm going to be looking at during training camp to see where these guys kind of fit in terms of the Broncos scheme of all things.
When we always encounter training camp, or we always encounter people that are on the roster bubble, that we always attribute it to the fact that how they could potentially make this team is on special teams. So anybody that is, say, behind a Justin Simmons or even Will Parks, or say a Kareem Jackson in that matter, they will have to contribute in some shape or form on special teams. And that, I think that's just the harsh reality, I think, sometimes for a football player to adjust to coming into the NFL. And so guys that are incredibly talented, you know, a guy like a Jamal Carter, who could come in with a huge, huge chip on his shoulder because, you know, the season did not end so well for him last year, having to be cut short in the preseason. We saw how talented he was and sort of, I would say, how Sua Cravens-ish he was in his versatility. And we all know that the Broncos, defensively, offensively, whatever, they always have prided themselves on finding versatile talents. And that's why guys like Trey Marshall, guys like Jamal Carter, or even a Demonte Thomas, who really burst onto the scene when Sua Cravens went down. You know, so I think the safety position is a lot better than people think. And the depth after them is a lot better than people think, talking about Justin Simmons and Will Parks. And then for Simmons and Parks, you know, we say so often that chemistry matters. And this is the first time, should we say, kind of like when Brandon Marshall and Danny Trevathan were on the field for the very first time for a full season. What did we see there? True, like 100% magical chemistry between the two. So now we are finally going to get a safety group of Justin Simmons and Will Parks. And we all know that there is a very strong friendship between the two. There's a very strong chemistry between the two. And when you have that matched together with both of them being dynamic safeties, that is a really good recipe for success at the back end of your defense, knowing the fact that, okay, I have trust in this guy. I have trust in this guy to do the responsibilities that – He certainly has been given responsibilities that I've been given. The trust matters between the two of those safeties. And so I ultimately believe, and I've been a huge proponent of it, I think Justin Simmons is in line for a Pro Bowl year. I think Justin Simmons is going to make the Pro Bowl, but do not count out Will Parks. And that's why when we did our building blocks segment or building blocks show, we did include Will Parks in that because he is a true building block, and if we can build off of a solid season that he had last year, he too, a lot like Justin Simmons, could be in line for a contract extension, both of them.
And rightfully so. I think both of them are, like I said, they're primed for a big, big season. They have to have a big season this year, especially a contract year. They're trying to showcase, and Will Parks improved from 2017 to 2018. 2018, when he actually got on the field and gotten the opportunity, he did a lot of things well. He proved he could be a guy that plays in the box. He can blitz the quarterback. He can also be a guy that drops back. Is he as built as a guy like Derwin James? No. I would say he's more athletic in a sense that, you know, he may not be as sizable as Derwin James, but I would say he's a little bit more versatile overall in terms of athleticism and speed and obviously playmaking ability. We see on the field consistently. We know that Justin Simmons is one of the most athletic players on this Broncos roster defensively. His vertical is ridiculous. His ability to jump in and deflect passes, intercept passes is unprecedented. Now, last year, the Broncos found themselves out of position a lot, and I'm going to stick to it. I really do believe it was a scheme issue. Coach Fangio came in and said he believes last year, looking at the current roster, a lot of their issues relied on scheme. So for me, looking at Will Parks, looking at Justin Simmons, and already hearing the great feedback that we've heard from some people that I've talked to within the Broncos saying that, you know, hey, look for these two guys to be very, very big pillars of this Broncos defense. And kind of what we saw with Coach Fangio and Eddie Jackson, Adrian Amos in Chicago, I was told to maybe expect the same thing, maybe even more production from the safety group than what we saw from those guys last year in Chicago. And if that is any indication, if they can match that or even exceed that, they're going to get paid to stay long-term with the Broncos, and rightfully so. They would deserve it. But yes, definitely the question behind them, Sua Cravens, where does he fit in? We know Coach Fangio said he's got to make this roster as a safety. Will he do that? That's going to be the big question. Where does Jamal Carter fit in the scheme of all things? I know definitely missing an entire year, being injured. He's battled some injuries over the course of his career in Denver. And I would say the best ability to stay on the field is to obviously not come off the field. And when you experience an injury, you get time off the field, and that's not good for you. Playability is the most important thing. I believe your boy Q, host of Locked On Raiders, always says that. That's one of his biggest quotes that he uses, and I believe it. You got to be on the field. If what you did in 2016, what you did in 2017 has absolutely zero merit on what you may do this year, you're going to be a different player year to year. And guys like Will Parks, guys like Justin Simmons, I've talked to Will Parks. He's not viewing it as having a ceiling in terms of the safety position, his ability. He says, I don't put a ceiling on my ability because that means that I set myself up for limitations. And I don't believe in limitations. I believe in breaking through those ceilings, and the sky is the limit. So he's coming into camp with a very, very focused mindset. And I tell you what, I haven't seen a player with the kind of preparation and the mindset that we've seen from Will Parks this offseason. And that, to me, excites me. I'm really excited to see his development and everything else with him grow. We're probably going to hear from Will Parks next week at Broncos camp, probably get an interview on here, Locked On Broncos, to talk camp up shop, probably in person. So it's going to be a fun little thing there. I'll keep you guys posted on, but definitely the safety position, Cam. We look at safety, we look at O-line, we look at inside backer, and we look at these positions. It's probably the major positions on this Broncos roster right now that have some question marks that we're all trying to figure out. And training camp is the perfect place to solve and answer these questions that we have. And I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, Cam is going to be out there on Friday and Saturday. Be sure to say hello to him. He's going to provide you guys with a lot of access there. We're going to talk about it. We're going to recap it on Locked On Broncos. We're probably going to be joined by Sarah Bettinger as well, who's going to be making the trip. And it'll be a fun little episode that we're all going to get together and do. And then obviously the next week we'll be there at Broncos camp as well. So a lot of Broncos updates. The offseason is officially over. We are in the full swing of things. Every single day from now to the end of the regular season, throughout the playoffs, throughout the Super Bowl, throughout the offseason, we are a year-round podcast every single day, bringing you guys the best news, coverage, and analysis on all things Denver Broncos related. I want to give a special shout out to our sponsor of today's show, Blue Chew and Body Armor Sports Drink. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Cody Rourke NFL, at Locked On Broncos, at Cameron Parker PO to get updates today. And if you guys want all access to all 32 NFL teams, at Locked On NFL Net is the one-stop shop for every single local expert covering their team in the Locked On NFL Network today. So Cam, enjoy it. Obviously Broncos country, that's reporting to training camp tomorrow. Enjoy it. Have fun. Obviously wear your sunscreen and get a Body Armor sports drink on your way out to camp. We'll see you as well tomorrow for another episode of the show.